Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. He's been called a master storyteller, also one of the best thriller writers today. USA Today best-selling author Don Bruns back on the charts with book two in the Quentin Archer mystery series, a follow-up to the hugely successful Casting Bones. It's Thrill Kill. Beneath the carefree atmosphere of New Orleans' Mardi Gras, something very sinister is going on. Three murders, no apparent motive, no link between the victims, none have been robbed. On the case, Detective Quentin Archer. You could call Don a Renaissance man. In fact, I will. Besides best-selling author, a musician, songwriter, advertising guru, painter, accomplished cook, stand-up comic, once working the Playboy circuit, Vegas nightclubs across the U.S., voiceover artist and a longtime friend, 15 novels over 16 years, three mystery series. The first novel, Jamaica Blue, the cornerstone for the Caribbean series championed by author Sue Grafton. Then the Stuff series, two 24-year-old private detectives in Miami. The novels compared to Mark Twain's Huck Finn. And now the Quentin Archer's mystery series. The latest Thrill Kill, and Don Bruns back with us on This Week in America. Don, welcome back to the program.
Go on. There's got to be more.
That's it. And I made the last part of it up, and I thought, okay, I'm going to fill 40 seconds with an intro here, no matter where I have to get this from. You're a fiction writer. You understood that. So
That's right.
I needed to fill that.
I wrote advertising copy for a number of years and learned how to write fiction.
I saw you had that on a Facebook post, and I've been thinking of that ever since, and that's so true. I was a good advertising writer.
You're in that business. You still are.
You just sort of put stuff together, and yeah, that sounds good, and you can put it in the fiction category or the nonfiction category. I'm sitting here with my Don Bruns Thrill Kill mug that you were kind enough to send me, and I love the new book, and it's interesting because so many people are saying this is the perfect follow-up to Casting Bones. As you were writing Casting Bones, did you have this in mind, where the story was going to go next?
Yes, I did, because I had to go to my publisher with a two-book idea. And so I had said, you know, we'll do a Mardi Gras, and it'll be human trafficking, which the book's about, which is huge in New Orleans and in Louisiana and all over the country, but especially in New Orleans, largely because they have so many huge events. They have Jazz Fest, they have Mardi Gras, they have political conventions, they have huge things going on at the Dome. They have their, you know, the Sports Center. And,
yes.
And anywhere those things are going on, including political conventions, which are huge, you know, human trafficking is a big deal. And it's not, when human trafficking is talked about, people think sex, you know, and it definitely plays a role, but there are in the hospitality business, for crying out loud, you know, in many of the lower class hotels, you know, the maids and the cooks and people working in there are paid almost nothing. In the food packing industry, which is huge, seafood packing down in New Orleans, a lot of people, you know, in there, brought in from foreign countries, given almost nothing, you know, kept in dorms and fed very poorly. So it goes on and on and on, and this book has a lot to do with that. And if you ever look at my search engine on my computer, I'd be in trouble.
Just keep that away from the authorities. Well, that's a topic that's really important, one that we hear a lot about. You go into detail with this, and I'll ask you about the research in a second, but you've got a senator who's speaking of a lunchtime engagement in New Orleans, and she shocks them by saying that every one of you is promoting human trafficking, basically by buying overseas products. And then someone says, yeah, but that doesn't happen in New Orleans. And she's saying, yeah, probably right down the street. This is really, like you said, it's not just the sex trafficking. If we buy something, we'll talk about that aspect of buying something overseas. When we buy a product, in essence, we're probably subsidizing that.
Oh, yeah, overseas, yes.
Yes.
But you don't think that you're doing it here. And in fact, you know, one of the, just a little example is, I have a friend who's reads my first drafts because he was a property appraiser in New Orleans. He lived there for years and knows the city better than anyone I know, and so I run things by him. And there's a passage in there where, I can't think who says it, but it's about a seafood packing company where they make all the workers wear diapers so they won't take restroom breaks. And he looked at me and he says, come on. He said, isn't that a little over the top? So I pulled out the clipping from, you know, the paper in New Orleans that actually says, you know, that the guy got in trouble and they raided the place and found this going on. So you can't make stuff like that up. I mean, it's bad. I mean, there's a lot of it going on, and it's very quiet. It's kept undercover. And if there are no complaints, then there are no, you know, enforcement. So
one aspect of Thrill Kill, Don Bruns, our guest on the program, his new book is Thrill Kill. It's available all across the country, wherever books are sold. You can find it at Amazon. You can find it at Don's website, Don Bruns, B-R-U-N-S, books.com. Click on directly to Don's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I really feel, and I've seen this in reviews, that reading your book, you really captured the essence, the good and the bad, of New Orleans. Talk about the visits there, and when you walk down the street, you've got this sort of approach to really feeling what it's like in New Orleans. You know, a lot of tourists go there, they walk down, and they really don't pay a lot of attention. You really grasp the details, don't you?
Well, thank you. Yes, we've had excellent reviews, and I just sent the third book into my publisher, and she wrote back and said, you know, I've been there once, and I feel like, you know, everything I captured in my mind, you have, you know, built on, and I know exactly where you are. But I have always, and I think we talked about this, but I've always felt that location was important in my stories. I'm not going to write about, you know, some place in Arkansas or up in Minnesota, or, you know, I have no interest. But if I did, I still want the location to become a character. I want you to feel like it plays an important part in the story, not just as background, but it carries itself. And I think the characters in New Orleans, the only other place that I really compare it to is like Key West. And it's not the same at all, but the characters there are so descriptive. And you can argue that every city has its, well, Fort Wayne maybe not, but, you know, every city has its characters.
Well, New Orleans is such a gritty city and colorful people, and you really capture all of that. And it's interesting in the book. It starts off with a murder outside a bridal boutique, and the owner is like, "Wow, this is a safe part of the city." And Archer is saying, "No part of the city is safe," and that's really true down there, isn't it? There are violent aspects of the city.
Yeah. Now, there's no place that isn't ripe for crime, and it was, for years it was run by the mob, and they still have an influence there. And the crooked politicians, I mean, Michigan and Illinois maybe rival Louisiana for all the politicians who've gone to jail and been convicted of high crimes, but you could never run out of, you know, dastardly things. And most people in New Orleans, tourists, feel it's an adult Disneyland.
Yes, exactly.
Six strip clubs on Bourbon Street and the sleazy bars and the high-end restaurants, but it is all tainted. Every part of it is tainted with the human trafficking, with the racial thing. The new book I just turned in, I didn't know. Algiers is across the river from the quarter. It's 90% black.
It's amazing. Well,
you'd be hard pressed to go anywhere in this country and find that big, a racial divide, and it's just it's just so ripe for crime and for that type of thing.
Thrill Kill is the new book, and as Don has alluded to, book number three is underway. Have you finished book number three, or still working on it?
Yeah, no, they bought it. It comes out in November in England, Great Britain, and Ireland, and then March here. It'll be out in March. It's called No Second Chances.
You know, I mentioned that
it's a Black Lives Matter book. So.
Interesting. I can't wait to read that and to talk about it. And I mentioned in the beginning that you're sort of the king of the series. This is your third series. Why do you like a series? Is it nice when you can carry over a character? It's like, okay, I've finished one story, but you know what? I got two, three more cracks at this story with this guy.
I think I think largely because I want to explore the characters. I mean, I am character-driven. We talked about a city being a character.
That, yes.
And I like, and I don't know, I mean, you've read the books and you be the judge, but I like to explore the highs and the lows, the backs and the forts, the baggage of these people and how it affects them. And that, to me, is a great, because, I mean, the more books I write, the more chance I have to expand on the character and really try to understand, you know, what makes them tick.
And I would think a challenge is you give us just a little bit in every book. I, you know, this is book number two with Quentin Archer. I feel like I know more than I did with book one, but I still feel like there's more I'm going to find out about him. How difficult is that to sort of give us little bits and pieces of a character and hold some back?
I don't know. I mean, I can follow up on friends of mine. I think Michael Connelly writes a series about a detective named Harry Bosch.
Yes. Yeah, and what a series on Amazon.
Yeah. Now it's on Amazon, sure. And it is, I'm not sure how many books he's got, but a friend of mine said, I can't read it anymore because every book just builds on the baggage to where this guy is so weighted down. But, you know, but it's, there are good stories and the character's great. But no, I think there's a balance. I think as an author, you want to string the reader along. And at the end, you don't leave a cliffhanger, but you leave a cliffhanger with the character so that, you know how this story ended. But you want to know his relationship with, in this case, we've got a young lady who practices voodoo, Solange Cordray, and you want to know, is that going to go anywhere? And he had a wife who had been killed by some crooked cops in Detroit, and you want to know if they're going to find that. So there are cliffhangers or things I try to leave that you want to know, does the character survive? Does he continue in his quest for this or that? And hopefully you like the guy and want to know more about him, like you said. So.
He is an interesting character as he's at the bridal shop. The bridal owner is saying, wow, this is daylight. It's what I think is a safe neighborhood. It's not good for business. And he says it wasn't a very good day for the victim either. I like this character. Was this something that's been developing in your mind for a while? I mean, I love the elements of this guy. Is he fun to create?
You know, I don't think anybody will get this, not because you don't know the character, because you're old enough, you know this character I'm going to mention, but I started out saying I wanted to do short one-liners like that. It wasn't a very good day for the victim. You know, I wanted to do Joe Friday.
Oh, yes,
just
yes.
Just the facts, man, just the facts.
Just the facts.
And that's where I started. And when I draw a blank, and this is from Dragnet, for those of you who are now old enough to remember black and white television.
Yes.
It was a great show about two detectives in L.A. But I wanted to be, I wanted him to have that sensibility. That I always thought Joe Friday had a high sense of morality. He got to the chase. He didn't sugarcoat it, and he had lines like that. And when someone, he'd call somebody out, you know, this isn't going to be good for my business. For their business either, you know, so get off your... You know, your pity thing here. So, yeah, it's Joe Friday. Every time I need a line, I think about Dragnet.
You go back and watch one of the old TV channels that has all the black and white programs on to get inspiration for the new character. That's right. That's right. You've got everything on YouTube. You can punch that in, and suddenly you've got inspiration for the character. When you do,
and you know the other guy, who, and again, we're probably talking to, you know, a crowd that doesn't even remember, but the other guy that I kind of a little bit patterned him after, because this guy was very much like Joe Friday, was Richard Boone, his paladin.
Oh, yes, yes.
Have gun, will travel.
Yep.
Very, very short with his phrases, and was quick to point out to someone that, you know, some people have it worse than you do, and got to the point. And I kind of got those two guys as part of the mix for Quentin Archer.
You know, it's interesting. Both of those are iconic television characters from iconic series. So these, really, those characters have had lasting impressions. Don Brun's our guest on the program. A few minutes left. Time always goes by too quickly. We're talking about the new book, Thrill Kill. Book is available all across the country. DonBrunsBooks.com is Don's website. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of the information. Is book number
three... Real quick, Rick.
Yes.
Can I say one thing here?
Sure.
It's the book. I've been twice to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, and obviously it's crazy. It goes 24/7. You know, during of course New Orleans does, but it is one of the. There is no other party in the United States quite like Mardi Gras. And so I decided I wanted to do these killings during Mardi Gras and add that kind of tension to it. And a lot of what happens during the book, like you said, you know, it brings Mardi Gras to life, only it goes under the parades and the underbelly of Mardi Gras and how nasty it can be. And it brings in how many law enforcement agencies are involved, and it brings in the crazy characters. I just had so much fun writing it because I really thought that I did a better job on describing Mardi Gras than I've ever seen in a novel. And I've read a number of books about New Orleans and Mardi Gras, but I thought I did a good job.
And you did, and it gives you, it strips that superficial layer back of Mardi Gras, like you said, the adult Disneyland, and people are there for the pleasure and to enjoy themselves. There's a whole other side to that, which you captured in the book Thrill Kill. When you do a book like this, when you do a follow-up, book number two in the series, how much time do you spend sort of recapping your characters before you get into the story?
Not as much as I should.
I think it'd be difficult to figure it out, because you've got some people, okay, I read Casting Bones, I know who Quentin is, what's he doing wasting a couple of chapters talking about it? And somebody else going, I didn't read Casting Bones, I'm reading Thrill Kill, I want to know a little bit about this guy.
There's a balance.
Yeah.
And you have to, because he's got a dead wife, you have to constantly refer, because that's still an open case up in Detroit, and they're still trying to find the killer. And so it's, but if I gloss over it, then somebody new, and I don't usually, the other series I've done, I've tried to keep background that comes from another book. This series almost demanded that I do carryover baggage. I do carryover stories. And that the next book, the third one, they actually catch the killer who killed his wife. Uh-huh. That's the one coming out in March. And it's a... it's tough. It's a tough balancing act, because I don't want to bore you because you read the first book and you're going, I know all this. Let's go. Let's move ahead, you know. But I got to remember that somebody is picking up the third book up for the first time and doesn't know the characters.
Yeah, that'd be a delicate balancing act. I've got a couple minutes left in the program. What is interesting when you look at this, and the book we're talking about is Thrill Kill, the author Don Bruns, our guest in the program, donbrunsbooks.com. As you're doing this, so many people say, and it was my experience in reading it, it's fast-paced, I don't want to put it down. And I know that's the style of what you do in these books. You don't really give us a chance to say, okay, I'm going to wrap this up now and put the book down and get some sleep. You keep thinking, I can't leave the story where it is now. I got to keep reading another chapter here.
Yeah.
You don't give us a break. There's not an obvious time that we can get some sleep.
Well, no,
once you start the book, you want to keep going through it.
Well, when you finish a chapter, you always say, okay, make them look at the next. But I don't ever feel like I am... beating you to death with it, as some authors tend to do, where they, you know, and then the other shoe drops, and you're, oh my God, you know,
yes.
I don't do that, but I give you a reason. But I know you're we're pushing time here, but I just wanted one review, and I can't even tell you where it came from, but it was, there's a scene in there that takes place over four or five video monitors, where they have pieced together outside store videos on Canal Street, security videos, and they have actually been able to follow a killer to where he drops the weapon.
Yes.
And I worked on that harder than I worked on anything else in that book. It took me 2 weeks to write that scene, and it doesn't last more than two chapters. And I read a review, and I just jumped up and down. I ran out to my wife, and I said, listen to this. And the guy said, where this should have been very tedious, Bruns keeps you on the edge of your seat while you go from scene to scene. And I said, yeah, that's because it's so easy today, Rick, to write a novel, three-page novel, and say he went to his computer, looked it up, Googled, got some information, went out.
Exactly,
yeah,
yes.
I mean, and that's not exactly compelling reading, so, you know. But it was fun to write that scene and make it exciting, and I just thought that.
Well,
was
you
great
do that. You can take a mundane type of situation and describe it so we can actually see it. It's not like, you know, he went to the computer and typed something in. His old wrinkled hands went to the gray keypad or whatever. But, you know, that's not too descriptive. That's why you're the author and I'm the guy that talks to authors. But it's so descriptive that we can actually visualize it as we're reading the story. The new book is out, Thrill Kill by Don Bruns. The website is donbrunsbooks.com. Books at Amazon, where it's just a shade under 5 stars. So if you get the book and give a good review, we can get it real close to 5. It's close now. We can maybe do 5.5 stars if we have some success with that. The book is available all across the country, wherever books are sold. And you may even find Don in town to do a book signing promotion, a book signing tour. Don, a pleasure to have you on the program. We're looking for book number 3.
Thank
we
you,
definitely
Rick.
Will have you back for that, probably before that. But thank you for being with us, and congratulations on all the success.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it so much.
Don Bruns, our guest on the program. The new book is Thrill Kill, available all across the country. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.